A Bullet in the Ballet, dramatized by Pat Hooker, from the novel by Carol Brahms and S.J. Simon. With Simon Callow, Nicholas Grace, Boris Cesarov, Trevor Nichols, Sean Phillips, Vladek Schabel, and Peter Woodthorpe. In the mid-1930s, the ballet Stroganov is opening its London season with a performance of Stravinsky's Petrushka.
He died on the beat.
What?
Kaluk. He usually dies 2 beats late.
A poor performance, I thought.
The death scene was singularly unconvincing.
And his passion for the doll, distinctly lukewarm.
It is.
Where is he?
Kaluk,
he isn't taking his curtain.
My God, neither he is.
Ah, now we'll know. The great Stroganov himself.
My friends, ladies and the gentlemen. I am desolate to tell you that it is not possible for Anton Paluk to receive your applause tonight. He has been taken ill.
Oh, dear.
No doubt the incomparable performance which you have all enjoyed has exhausted him. I thank you.
What's after the interval?
The new Navajno.
Oh, God.
Shall we go around and see what's happened to Paluk?
By all means, anything to take my mind off what's to come.
He must be ill, to miss his curtain.
No, Paluk. Dying, I imagine.
Oh, but I'm simply frantic about Anton.
No, I'm sorry.
Believe me, I've known Anton for 11 years.
But you've simply got to let me in.
He's
expecting
me.
No, I'm sorry, but nobody can see Mr. Paluk.
I've got to go. I always see Anton after a performance.
Yes,
I have a peculiar patch of the Daily Distraught, and I want to ask you all for
that. I'm sorry.
But I simply must see how dear Anton is.
Now, Mr. Stroganov, we have a rough idea of what happened, but we'll need a statement from you, of course, and from any members of your company who may have seen anything unusual. Now, first, the name of the deceased was Anton Paluk. Is that correct?
Ah, yes. Poor Anton. He is in his dressing room now for the last time.
I thought he was shot on the stage.
But naturellement, when the spirit of Petrushka dies, so died Anton. For once, his timing, it was perfect. It was lucky. Was it not that it was the end of the ballet, so the audience, they know nothing and are happy?
Mr. Stroganov, do you mean to tell me that you have moved the body?
But of course. You cannot have a body in Ajax. And anyway, the decor, it is different.
Ajax?
You have not yet heard of the Ajax? Our new ballet, especially created for our London season? Out of me! You comprehend, it depicts Ajax wrestling with the lightning. My choreographer, Navajno, he's a genius of the...
Excuse me! Am I to understand that you have moved the body and changed the... the decor and calmly gone on with the performance?
We are well organized, yes?
Mr. Stroganov, I don't think you quite understand. In England, the police like to see everything as it was at the time of the murder. And now this is no longer possible.
Mais oui, pour nous, tout est possible. All will be put back on Wednesday week.
Wednesday week?
Sure, we get Petrushka again then, for Benoit himself, if he come. Who shall dance Petrushka now that Anton is dead? I cannot decide. Pavel Bunya, perhaps? But then maybe he is too young, no?
No. Mr. Stroganov.
Excuse me, Inspector.
Yes, Sergeant.
Sir, the surgeon has finished with the body.
I'll be with him in a moment. Oh, and Sergeant, have you started taking these statements yet?
Well, it's a bit difficult, sir.
How do you mean?
Well, most of the company have gone home, sir.
Gone home?
But of course. In Ajax, the Corridor Valley, it is not required.
Well, get them back.
Now, sir.
You've got a list of names and addresses, haven't you?
Well, it's a bit difficult, sir.
How?
Well, sir, everyone here seems to know who everybody's living with, but nobody quite knows where.
Try the stage doorkeeper.
I have, sir.
Somebody else, then.
I have, sir, but...
But what?
Well, they seem to think... Also, they seem to think I mean something else.
How do you mean something else?
Well, they seem to think I'm making advances to them, sir. Wanting to know where they live and that.
Are some of the men, then?
It's the men I'm talking about, sir.
Oh. Well, get on with it.
Very good, sir.
And shut that door!
Shot through the head, Inspector. Range of 10 yards and over. Death instantaneous.
I could have told you that.
You did.
And who are you, sir?
I am the Belletta Medico.
I beg your pardon?
He's the doctor, Inspector, who saw Anton's body before it was moved. I sent for him immediately the curtain came down.
And you are...
Stanley Spencer, Inspector. I'm Mr. Stroganoff's personal assistant, his right-hand man, if you like. I knew at once something was
Stanley?
Wrong. Yes, Mr. Stroganoff.
Go away.
But Mr. Stroganoff...
Go away.
Oh.
Now, Inspector, you have everything you wish, because soon the Ajax is finished, and I must make a speech.
Not quite, Mr. Stroganoff, if you wait just a moment. All right, you can take the body away now.
Where are you taking my Anton?
I'm afraid it's necessary, Mr. Stroganoff. Don't distress yourself.
But the costume! We will need the costume when we perform Petrushka again next week.
We'll see you get it back.
Terrible. Terrible.
Yes, I can understand it's very upsetting for everyone.
Oh, no. The murder, the new ballet, the Navajno. Terrible.
I gather you were in the house, Doctor, at the time of the murder.
I'm always in the house. I've been present at every ballet premiere bar one for the past 15 years.
Which one?
Navajno's Gare du Nord.
Why?
I was down with the flu.
Ah. For just one moment, I fear it was because you do not admire the work of Navajno.
I don't.
What do you know about ballet? Right. Nothing at all. You
now, Mr. Stroganoff, I'm afraid I will have to see the scene of the crime at once. Just as it was at the time of the performance, with everybody who was on the stage then, on the stage now.
Pardon?
I would like you to reenact...
But it is impossible.
I'm sorry?
First, there is Palouk. He's dead.
One of my men will substitute for
him. But it is a role bien compliqué. No policeman will be able to dance it, even if he could learn quick enough.
Mr. Stroganoff,
but
all
I
want...
It is not necessary for you to see it. Imagine it yourself. It is the last moments of Petrushka, the puppet. He is dead in the hands of the charlatan. A sawdust doll, but the spirit of Petrushka lives on.
I'm afraid I've never seen Petrushka, Mr. Stroganoff.
Pardon?
I've never seen any ballet at all.
I don't think you quite understand, Mr. Stroganoff. The inspector is not interested in a dancing performance. He just wants to see the scene of the crime.
But that is not possible.
All I want.
But my company is tired. Come tomorrow. All shall be prepared.
I want it now.
Tomorrow at 12. And even so, it is a great favor I do you, for we should at that moment rehearse Giselle. You would like to see Giselle instead? No? No.
You! When I say ta-ta, ta-ta, I mean ta-ta, ta-ta, not to-to-to. You play to-glu-glu all the time. Now then, once more. But more, force de petit and de grand. Attention, and... Vite!
Madame!
Oh, go away!
Ma belle! Presently, there comes here a young man who has never seen Petrushka. But a good boy, Carmen. He is from the police and has come to arrange an assassin for us. We must help him all we can. It is for him that we do the last act of Petrushka this morning.
Why only the last act? Is the rest not good enough for him?
It is not for the dance that he come to see. It is because... I forget why, because still that is not important. What I wish to say is that this young man will surely ask you many questions.
The police, they always ask questions. But this time, my passport is perfect.
You must be careful what you tell him.
Me? I am discreet.
Yeah, of course, darling. But you like to talk, no? So do not tell him our secrets. That Rubinska, she is over 17. Nor that I have not yet signed the contract with America. That Anton wanted to leave us to form his own company. That...
Mr. Stroganov!
Ah. Oh. This is the policeman? Class! Arrête! I am Arinskaya. Meet me.
Ah, it is our nice young man who has never seen Petrushka. You have slept well, no?
I did not close an eye. First there was poor Anton who was murdered. And then there was my husband who would keep on talking. Ah, Butchik! Butchik!
My love.
This young man and I have business together. We go to my dressing room. You,
well,
you take the class.
Enchanté.
Policeman, come.
Grâce! En bas de monte! Vite! Vite!
He is a good teacher, my husband. Not as good as me, but still good. He knows my method.
Now, we have a nice little chat while Stroganov he go down and prepare the stage.
But my bell, I must implore you.
You are impossible. I have worked on Mortgin, Reinhardt, Zieper, and all. And you are more lazy than any of them. Petrushka yesterday was a disgust. Not only did you allow poor Anton to die, but the bear, he came on like a fox terrier. Here is a young man who will see Petrushka for the first time, and you, are you interested? No, you care nothing. You are not an artist, only a man of business.
Me?
You.
Mabel, why you flatter me?
Go away. Now. Monsieur le policeman.
Madame Arinskaya, I understand you're mistress... I mean, matress to ballet of the Stroganov Company.
Cigarette?
No, thank you very much.
But they are the very best Russian.
No, I assure you. I understand you were present during last night's performance. I was wondering whether you noticed anything unusual.
Ah, but you are beautiful.
I beg your pardon?
Not like the last policeman who spoke to me. I ask you. He could not understand that there was this landlady who could not make coffee, who stole my underclothes, who still expected to be paid. Ah! Now, I stay always at a hotel, a good hotel. The Savoy, I believe it is called. And there they do not steal your underclothes. But the coffee...
Was Palouk living at the Savoy?
No. He lived with Pavel. It is disgusting that he still like men after I go to all that trouble to seduce him.
I beg your pardon?
Mais c'était très intéressant, you comprehend. Palouk, he did not want. He, mauvais sujet. Havelock Ellis, your chapter about it. But who can resist Arinskaya?
I'm sure no one.
Oh.
You were in love with him.
Me? But no. We sleep a little, that is all. Me, I love only my husband.
And did your husband know of this, liaison?
Pardon? Oh, but of course he know, everybody know. My husband, tell me himself it would be no good, but I do not listen.
Really? When did this happen?
Oh, it is now 10 years. You must understand, I am now old. I do not have many lovers now. But at your age, it was different. I must tell you the time when the Grand Duke... He came
where,
to the
where were you at the time of the murder?
In my box? With Stroganov? No, no. Stroganov, he lived before the end.
Then you saw Palouk die?
Yes. And for once, he died beautifully. Right in the middle of the beat. I thought it was a fluke. It was only afterwards I realized that someone shot him in good time.
Who told you?
It was Rubinska, I think. Yes, yes, I am sure, Rubinska. She was crying when I go to her dressing room to tell her how bad she danced. So, naturally, I ask her, what is the matter? I'm so tired. And she tell me Palouk was shot.
And how did she know?
I don't know that. Maybe she shoot him. Who knows?
Would she have any reason to shoot him?
We Russians, we do not need a reason. She loved him. There is plenty. And Palouki no longer love her. That is more than too much.
He had left her for another woman.
That's exactement, but he left her.
And you think she shot him to revenge herself?
I think nothing. Maybe she do, maybe she don't. Anyway, he is dead, so let us not talk of him anymore. It depresses me. Now, I take you to see Petrushka.
Were all those people on stage at the time?
But of course, it is the fair.
St. Petersburg, 1830.
And up on those balconies at the side of the stage.
All people wish to see the fair. You comprehend?
Well.
Ah!
What?
Mon Dieu! It is my husband! Why?
The good old one is always asking me to allow him to dance Petrushka, and today it cost nothing to give him that pleasure.
That's Petrushka.
Petrushka, yes. And the Moor, the black man, you see, he's run out now into the square after Petrushka, and he killed him. Zut!
Kills Petrushka. Now?
In a moment, perhaps. The old man, he is a little slow.
You mean it was at this moment that Palouk...
No. It's only the puppet that he murders. It's symbolic, you see. Petrushka is more than just a sawdust puppet. He's...
Hey! Mm. Yo! You! Yes?
Who's that?
Well, Dancing the Moor, Pavel Bunyapa.
You! You call yourself a conductor! You cannot conduct a brass band!
You cannot count a nine in the bar when you hear that.
You do not watch the stage!
A true art.
But what will the Barry Stroganoff is upon?
Suka! Schwalich!
Derrimo! Pascudo!
Sarazarien! Supergadena!
Bastard!
You! Conductor! Conductor!
Yes?
Yes, you shall not annoy any more of my dancers! You watch the stage and you take your time from them. You hear me? And afterwards, you are sacked!
No, you can't sack him, Mr. Stroganoff. His contract is watertight.
Poof! My advocate, he's soon alter death. Now go on, Kakan. Oh, proceed, continue. I have here a man who has never seen Petrushka, and this is the effect you show him. And what do you say about my company? I sue you for it. It is a libel.
Slander, Mr. Stroganoff.
Now go away.
You see, Inspector, while all the people cluster around Petrushka's corpse, the dancer can crawl away so the audience doesn't see him round the back of the booth.
And the charlatan...
That's the magician who controls the puppets.
Someone has gone for him.
Yeah, and found him in some alehouse, doubtless remembering fondly those good old days when he only had to worry about performing bears, not a lot of temperamental puppets.
And all this time, the Petrushka, out of sight of the audience, is climbing up the ladder at the back of the stage.
Be careful, my darling!
It is all right, my love. I am almost up.
And now, my friends, all can see that the charlatan holds in his hand only a lifeless dummy, that nobody has been killed after all, and they drift away again.
Where to?
Who knows? The wings? Backstage? Who cares?
Of course, the concept of the work is intellectually very interesting. It's really the conflict between art and life. What is art? What is real? Is Petrushka simply canvas and sawdust, called into life by the magician, or is he the dumb soul of man in torment, struggling to fulfill his role in the eternal cosmos?
Yes, I see.
The key character, of course, is the magician. He's the borderline between truth and illusion.
He loves, you comprehend, Petrushka.
Yes.
And this has made him human.
And though the Moor has killed him, the spirit of Petrushka lives on. Above the booth, he appears, screaming in agony, calling on all men to know that he is no stuffed dummy, but a living soul. And only now does he truly die.
Did Paluk move his head about in all directions like that in the part?
No, not like that. Much better. Oh, my God.
Inspector Quill, mind if I join you?
Not at all, Mr. Spencer.
Please, sir. Call me Stanley. You see, I have one or two theories about this case you might like to hear.
Oh.
I realize, of course, that everybody connected with the crime is under suspicion, and I will therefore give you my alibi.
Thank you.
At the opening of the last act, I was in Stroganov's box. Presently, I said something, and he told me to go away. He's always telling me to go away. So I went backstage to congratulate Rubinska as she came off stage.
Rubinska, that's the girl who danced the doll.
Oh, so you've noticed her? Of course, you can't help noticing her. She's wonderful. She's my girl.
I thought she was in love with Anton Paluk.
Oh, that. That wasn't anything serious, just a passing infatuation. She's just a normal, healthy English girl, Inspector. And after the fascination of being admired by all these pseudo-celebrities and lesbians, she'll fall into my arms. I'm quite positive of that.
Oh, quite. So your alibi is that you were talking to Rubinska when the shot was fired?
Well, not altogether.
Huh?
As a matter of fact, she went straight past without seeing me, and young Kasia Ranieski collared her. He's hopelessly in love with her, poor devil, and they went off whispering. I didn't like to butt in, so I stayed where I was and watched Anton. Curiously enough, I was just thinking what a wonderful target he made up there on the roof when somebody shot him. It's not a coincidence, wasn't it?
What made you think of targets?
Well, there's no point in trying to conceal it, Inspector. I'm rather a dab hand with a revolver. As a matter of fact, I practice at the Leicester Shooting Galleries every week.
Oh, do you?
Oh, my God, Inspector, you don't think... look, the wings were full of people. Good Lord, if you really suspect me, I can give you a
list. No, that's quite all right.
Of course, it's very difficult for you, isn't it? I mean, just about anybody could have done it.
Yes.
Anyone could have stood on one of those balconies at the side of the stage. No one would have noticed them.
No.
Or in the wings, of course.
Yes.
Because, of course, everyone was watching Petrushka die.
Yes.
And so it could have been anybody.
Yes.
Of course, what you have to do, Inspector, is seek the three cardinal clauses.
And what are they?
Means, motive, opportunity.
Oh, yes.
The means we know. A revolver fitted with a silencer. I dare say you'll find out who had the opportunity with some routine work.
I dare say.
And when it comes to motive... well...
yes?
Well, Inspector. I mean... de mortuis nil nisi and all that. Well, it's no use blinking the fact that Anton Paluk... was a bit of a binder.
Was he, now?
Oh, yes. In fact, a thoroughly nasty piece of work.
Have another drink.
Yeah, thanks, don't mind if I do.
Two more of the same, please.
Right, sir.
He had no scruples, no sense of honour. He'd never been to public school, you see. Huh. In fact, Inspector, to be quite blunt, he was both a sex maniac and homosexual. He quarrelled with everybody.
Could you be a little more specific?
Well, take Stroganov. Stroganov made Paluk. When he found him, he was a nobody. But was Paluk ever grateful? No. Always making trouble, always demanding more salary, always threatening to leave. In fact, this is confidential, of course, he'd been planning to form his own company and take most of Stroganov's best dancers with him. Well, Stroganov was quite worried about it.
Was he now? Thanks. Keep the change.
Oh, very kind of you, sir.
Awfully good of you.
My pleasure. Or rather, Scotland Yard's. Go on.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Where was I?
Mr. Stroganov was worried.
Ah, indeed he was. So, in a way, Paluk's death is quite a good thing for Stroganov. Oh, not of course that I think for a moment the old boy did it.
No.
Then there's Valti Subito, the conductor. You saw an exhibition of his temper this morning. He and Paluk were deadly enemies, and I happen to know he's a first-class shot.
Any other suspects?
Oh, plenty, plenty. It's unpleasant talking about it, but there's no doubt there's a lot of, unnatural sex. You know what I mean, Inspector?
I think so.
In the company. And I must say that the passions do seem far stronger than what you'd find among ordinary, healthy Englishmen.
I'm sure they do.
Palook had recently started an intimacy with Pavel Bunia, you know, the chap who danced the Moor this morning, who kicked up the fuss with the conductor. And Pavel's dresser, a fellow called Serge Appelzine, isn't taking it too well.
Oh.
I gather he and Pavel... Well, you know what I mean. I mean, Appelzine had even stopped watching Palook dance. And then Pavel himself... Well, Palook was taking rather an interest in young Kasia Raniewski, and he threw a fit of hysteria and threatened to kill Palook if he was ever untrue to him. In fact, they had a further row about it just before the fatal act. Of course, I didn't think anything of it at the time. Had I known I'd find myself assisting Scotland Yard in a murder case, I would, of course, have kept my eyes skinned. Believe me, I would, Inspector.
Go away!
In the name of the law, Mr. Bunyan.
Oh! Oh, Mr. Inspector. It is nice of you to call.
I really came to congratulate you on your dancing of the Moor this morning, Mr. Bunyan.
Come in. Whiskey in soda?
There is no soda. Or whiskey.
Never mind. We will make you Russian tea instead. Serge, the kettle.
I gather this gentleman is...
My dresser. Serge, a pepsi.
How do you do?
Serge, the kettle.
It is terrible, is it not?
What?
Palook. He was my best friend. But do not let him hear. He's jealous, that one.
Quite.
What an artist. What a dancer. His death, it is a loss irreparable to the company. It is true that I shall dance Petrushka as well as he, maybe better. But who now shall dance the Moor?
Well, it's only a small part. Isn't it?
Small part? Inspector!
I beg your pardon?
The Moor. It is the most difficult role in the ballet.
Every educated person knows that.
Please.
It's symbolic.
He has a scene all to himself.
And a pas de deux.
He's subtle.
He must depict passion. There is no one in the company except Pavel subtle enough to take him.
No one.
What about Kasia Raniewski?
Kasia Raniewski? But he is impossible.
A clumsy elephant.
No dancer.
Artistic calamity.
And it is a mistake to suppose that Palook admired him. He was only being kind.
And anyway, he was no judge of a dancer.
And yet I hear that Palook was engaging him to dance leading roles in his new company.
The new company.
That is funny.
Very funny.
The leading roles. I do not sing.
Now that Anton is dead, it is assuredly I who will form the new company, and Kasia Raniewski will not be in the company at all.
Ah. I'd like to ask you a few questions about the time Palook died.
Alas, we know nothing.
Inspector, whiskey and soda?
Not on duty, thank you.
It's good, because there is no whiskey and soda. Russian tea?
No, thank you. Mr. Stroganov.
Our assassin, you have found him, no?
We're doing our best. The inquest is on Friday, by the way.
What is that?
It's an official inquiry into the cause of death.
But for what purpose? We know already. Anton is shot.
In spite of that, I'm afraid your presence will be necessary.
Mais mon ami, cela ne m'amuse pas. And besides, we're too busy. We are to do Petrushka again on Thursday, you comprehend? My press agent say this is good idea. He said good publicity that Anton die. And we must give another performance of Petrushka damn quick while the iron, it is warm. Me, I hesitate. Until Stanley say it is no good, the British public not like, then I realize it is. Good idea. So, we give extra performance.
I'm afraid you must attend the inquest, Mr. Stroganov. It won't take long, and anyway, they'll pay you for it.
Oh, the money, it interests me not. I am an artist.
How much?
Well,
perhaps I come. Yes, perhaps I tell them my theory.
Theory?
I tell you. Today, when I lunch, I begin suddenly to think. Who, I ask myself, would want to kill Paluk? Everybody, I answer. But who would want to kill him especially? I continue. Well, there is still many people. There is even myself, but me, I do not suspect myself. So I know it must be somebody else.
I follow your reasoning.
It is clear, no. Then I ask myself, is it Stanley? No. He's too stupid. Arenskaya? No. Puchik? No. Kasha? Pavel? Nevajna? No. The Cordoba Lay? No, they work too hard. The little Rubinska? No. But the mother of Rubinska? Ah! I tell myself, here is a different color of a cow. Our assassin, assurément, she is him.
And your reasons for you? Oh,
you English, always you want reasons. For me, it is enough that I suspect.
But what makes you suspect?
Yesterday, she came to me before the performance and asked to borrow my revolver. She always asks for something, so I lend it to her and think nothing of it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Stroganoff, but I find that altogether incredible.
All right, that I invent. But now, I tell you the truth.
And mind it is the truth.
The truth. It is, you will understand, la scandale, so you must not repeat. You will be discreet, no?
Oh, very discreet.
Until last year, you comprehend. The little Rubinska, she danced this one queen comme une petite vierge. No good. Often I tell her so, my child, I tell her, you must take for yourself a lover. And I select for her many estimable young men. But always, she refused. These English girls, so respectable. But then, suddenly, I notice she dance right. So I inquire. And to my disgust, it is Anton. Alas, I say, that is bad. Anton will tire soon, and poof, off he go.
So?
So I warn the mother, and can you comprehend this? The mother, she do not know about the affair. At first, she will not believe. And then she talk about marriage. If the villain will not marry her daughter, she says, she will strangle him with her own hands. But she shoot him instead. You see?
Yes, that's very interesting, Mr. Stroner. But was she near the stage at the time?
But of course. That one, she is always near the stage when her daughter is dancing. Other mothers, they obey. But this one, never. Besides, she have a part in Petrushka, alas, and she stand on the balcony to wave a scarf. Only this time, she wave a pistol.
Then she was on the balcony last night.
My naturellement, I tell you, always.
Mr. Stroganoff, is it correct that you have given Anton's dressing room to that man?
Which man?
Mother, please. Pavel!
I do not give him. I only lend
him.
That
is a lie, and you know it.
All right, it is a lie. I give it to Pavel. Now, what do you do?
I will tell you what I will do. I will tell you what I will do.
Maybe you like your contract back, no?
Exactly. Unless that creature is out of that dressing room tonight, I go tomorrow.
Alone?
With my daughter. She shall not dance for you again.
Both.
Further, she shall not dance for you tonight.
What?
Mother, are we being rather hasty?
What?
It is the first time I've danced one leg since...
And all London must see how the little Rubinska danced this one queen now that she...
After all, Pavel is a star. Besides, his lifts are magnificent.
Epatant.
Lifts! You have been ignored, insulted, pushed aside for the benefit of a man who looks like a lounge lizard and dances like a policeman. And all you can do is rant about his lifts.
They are very important lifts. Not so important like elevation.
And not so important as the matter of the dressing room.
A good elevation, it is a quarter of the combat. The other three quarters, it is the management.
You dare.
A good management, it is like the mother of a dancer.
Yeah.
It push, it prays, and it is always by her side.
If you imagine you can flatter me into forgetting my daughter's interests for one moment, you are wrong.
That dressing room...
We will not discuss that now. It is not important.
What is important is that my company are good comrades, that we work together, that we turn over every stone, that we all one happy family until Wednesday week. Your daughter then must dance the doll before Benoit himself, if he come. And if he do not come, we do not tell the papers, so the effect it is the same. So how can you think of dressing rooms at such a moment? Besides, I just decided not to give it to anybody. I give it to our friend Quill, here, who is to help us find our assassin. He is from the police, and very quick to catch assassins. Soon he will ask you many questions, bien embarrassant, are you not, Monsieur l'Inspecteur?
Well, not just...
I will not have my daughter worried before a performance. She must have calm and rest. After the performance, we may have to put up with you, Inspector, but not now. Come, darling.
Mother.
Poof.
Yes.
Poof. Now that you have seen her, you are convinced that she is assassin, no?
Not quite convinced, no. Mr. Stroganoff, you said she was on the balcony last night.
Sure, I see her with my own eyes.
So you were in the wings?
Yeah, sometimes in the wings, sometimes in the box, sometimes I talk to the critics. Me, I am everywhere.
But where exactly were you at the time of the murder?
That does not matter.
I'm afraid it does, Mr. Stroganoff.
It was an unpleasantness, you understand. So I do not speak of it.
I'm afraid you must.
But it was nothing.
What was?
All right, I am in my box. You comprehend. And suddenly I see an imposter in the right-hand balcony, an impersonator. So me, I run to the wings, borrow the Arabian dressing gown, and I climb up to catch him, blue-handed. But I'm too slow. And when I arrive, he already invisible. So I come down, but then Anton is dead, and I am too busy to pick him off.
And who was this? This imposter.
That is a matter for the valet Stroganoff only.
In a case of murder, it's also the business of the police. I must insist on his name.
I forget it. It is difficult to remember all these long Russian names, no?
Mr. Stroganoff, I'm afraid that if you don't remember, we'll have to explore other ways of finding out. And that will involve much investigation. Perhaps even the cancelling of tonight's performance.
You cannot do that.
I'm afraid we can. Who was it?
Serge. Serge Apelsin.
Ah, Inspector. Whiskey and soda?
There isn't any.
No. Russian tea?
No, thank you. Mr. Puttick.
Puttick, you have come to congratulate me on my performance this morning?
Yes, indeed. Marvellous. Mr. Puttick...
It is the tradition, you see. Me, I was present at the very first performance. And afterwards, Benoit himself, he said to me...
Mr. Puttick...
Puttick...
Mr. Puttick, I understand that you were among those who occupied the right-hand balcony during the performance last night.
It is true. I, Puttick, premier ballerina of the Mariinsky, who danced before the Tsar, the Kaiser, and many presidents, and received their congratulations. Now, I walk on the balcony. But what would you do, eh? One must leave. And they say that I am too old to dance. But they are wrong. My legs are a little tired, maybe, but my technique and my character, they are still unequaled. Did I not prove it this morning?
You certainly did.
You understand. You are an artist. But the others, they are not convinced. I will convince them. You will see.
Of course you will. Mm-hmm. But when you were on the balcony, did you notice anybody or anything that struck you as in any way unusual?
I noticed that Anton, he danced disgusting. But that is not unusual. He always dance disgusting. When I remember the Petrushkas there have been, Nijinsky, Von Wojciechowski, myself, and then Anton Pang. Oh, my blood, it simmer like the samovar. His lips.
I've been informed that you and Paluk were not on the best of terms, Mr. Putchik.
It is a lie. We never speak to each other.
And why was that?
It was just, what you say, a conceiter. We have nothing in common.
Your wife found him interesting.
My wife thinks as I do. She always afraid he dropped the ballerina. But he only do it once. In Aurora. It was Durakova. And the things she said to him afterwards. Anton explained later that he was sussled. But for a dancer, that is no excuse.
Still, your wife thought more of him as a man than as a dancer.
No. It is 10 years since she slept with him.
And you have forgotten and forgiven?
Forgotten? No, I never forget that.
Go on.
My wife and I, we often laugh at it still. You see, Anton, very bad in bed. Now, when I was a young man...
Monsieur le détective! Whiskey and soda?
There is no whiskey.
Then we make him Russian tea.
Thank you, but no,
it
I won't.
It matters nothing. You have some now. So, you come to see me already?
I beg your pardon?
You are what they call a quick worker.
You make the mistake. He come to see me, and soon I give him my autograph.
But no, he does not come to see you. You just hear. It is evident he come for me.
Madam, you cannot possibly mean...
He tried to make the rendezvous this morning. So now, Putchik, you must go away and leave us.
No, really. No, let me. I'll go. It doesn't matter, really.
Monsieur the policeman!
He was in a hurry, said Tom. No?
I hope I'm not disturbing you, Miss Rubinska. Good evening, Madam Rubinska.
Good evening.
I just wanted to congratulate you on your performance tonight, your Swan Queen.
You liked it?
It was marvellous. Unforgettable. But now your performance is over, may I ask you some questions?
About Anton?
You were very friendly with him.
I was his mistress.
Of course, they were engaged.
That is a lie, Mother. We were not engaged. In fact, our affair was over, as everybody in the company has no doubt already informed the inspector.
Well, you will find me at home with your father when you have recovered your senses. With some hot cocoa.
That's the first time I've ever stood up to Mother. It's surprising how easy it is once you start. Now, what is it you would like to know?
You understand, purely as a matter of routine, I...
Of course. You're hoping that, as Anton's mistress, I might have something interesting to tell you. But I doubt if I can tell you anything you haven't already heard from the others. And I was here, in my dressing room, at the time of the shot, so I didn't even see anything unusual.
Do you mean that you didn't take your curtains?
It's unheard of, I know, but I came straight back here after leaving the stage. And then Arinskaya came and found me.
She found you crying?
Yes, I was crying.
Because Paluk was dead?
I didn't know he was dead. I was crying because of something that happened during the performance. That's why I didn't stay for my curtains.
Can you tell me what upset you?
It was nothing to do with the murder.
Very probably not, but in these cases...
It was nothing. Just that Anton and I had a quarrel during the performance.
Go on.
Well, you know that when the curtain rises, the puppets are waiting in their booths, me and the Moor and Petrushka.
Yes.
Well, my booth is next to Anton's, and the walls are very thin. So I spoke to him through the wall of the booth in the first scene. And he wasn't too unkind. Not that he said anything definite, but...
One moment. The booth on the other side of you, if I remember rightly, is occupied by Pavel, who was dancing the Moor. Do you think he could overhear your conversation?
Oh, he could. And did. They had a terrible row backstage, Anton and Pavel.
About you?
About me. But I didn't hear about it till much later. And when I was back in the booth in the last act, I spoke to Anton again. And this time he wasn't so kind. In fact, he was just beastly.
Miss Rubinska.
He said it was sick to death of being pestered by jealous women, or men for that matter. That when he was through, and couldn't I and Pavel console each other and leave him alone? He was shouting, Inspector. Pavel heard him. I know he did. And so did Kasia, I think, though he never said anything. But he was waiting for me when I came off, and he took me back here without saying a word and left me alone to cry. He's a dear boy.
Miss Rubinska, I'll leave you now. Thank you for being so frank with me. Miss Rubinska?
Yes?
I'd just like to say again, tonight was a revelation to me. Your dancing, I mean. And the whole ballet. There was one moment... The Adagio, is it?
Yes, the Adagio.
There was one moment after you've danced with the prince when you fall to the stage and the second cavalier, I think that's what he's called, catches you and you lie across his arm and he looks down at you and you look up at him and there was a kind of stillness. In that moment, Miss Rubinska...
Yes?
There was magic. Who was dancing the second cavalier?
Kasia. Kasia Raniewski.
Inspector Quill.
Yes, Stanley, what is it?
I found something frightfully important.
Later.
But it's important.
What, then?
Look.
My God.
It's the gun that shot Palook, isn't it?
It could be. You remember not to touch it.
Well, I did touch it at first in my excitement of finding it. But I only touched it a little, and I wiped it very carefully afterwards.
Thank you. And where did you find it?
In Pavel's dressing room. In the waste paper basket.
The waste paper basket?
After everyone had gone last night, I searched all the rooms. I found a lot of rather peculiar things.
Why? We searched pretty thoroughly after the murder.
You never know. I thought I might find something. And I did, didn't I? And now I suppose you're going to arrest Pavel, hmm?
Go away.
Mr. Appleton.
My master is in class.
I know.
At the end of Petrushka, you were up on the right-hand balcony wearing a peasant's costume.
Ah, it is a lie.
You were seen.
Well, it is true. I was up there. What of it?
Only that this is a case of murder.
Murder? I wanted to see the dancing.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
That is simple. It is against the rules that I go up. And also I had to borrow the costume.
But why run risks just for a better view of Petrushka?
Why? It is my favorite ballet.
I suggest that you were on the balcony for an entirely different reason.
No.
You were up there to shoot Palook.
No.
You were jealous of Palook.
No. Yes. I was jealous. All the world knows I am jealous. Oh, many times I could shoot Palook with pleasure, but I did not shoot him. I was not on the balcony when Palook died. I was in the wings. There will be people who see me.
I never said you shot him. I only said you went up there to shoot him. And you admit that, don't you?
I admit nothing.
You had a gun with you, didn't you?
Oh, you know that.
I do. Now.
You police. You know everything.
Almost everything. So much that you cannot help yourself or Pavel by hiding anything, huh?
You suspect Pavel?
We suspect nobody. All we want is facts.
Well, all right. I tell you everything, but remember that Pavel did not do it. You see... He see me, you understand, on the balcony when he was dancing. And he knew I had come to kill Palook. So when he makes his exit, he rushes round and takes away my gun and sends me away. So you see, I did not do it. And Pavel did not do it either, for he has to come down quick to take his curtains.
We have witnesses that he took his curtains.
Ha ha.
By the way, has Pavel still got that revolver?
Most certainly.
May I see it?
But why not?
Thank you. Not been fired, I notice.
Naturally. I tell you, we did not do.
Is this the only revolver your master possesses?
That is so. Well, he buy bigger revolver the last time you were in London, but it got lost long ago.
I see. Thank you very much.
Please...
Yes?
Please, you do not speak to my master of this.
yesterday. You see, my master must dance Petrushka tonight, and the audience will be critical. He must dance his best, and if he know he has been suspect, it will upset him. He'll be excited, and that is bad for dancing. So please, you say nothing till after the performance.
Inspector, I want to see Mr. Stroganoff. He's auditioning.
Nothing! Nothing! Leave your name, your address. Next!
It's for the winter season at the casino de la Bazouche. What happens, you see, is that Madame Arenskaya stands at the side of the stage frightening all the girls into fits. Then Stroganoff tells them all to go away again.
Doesn't he accept any of them?
Oh, sometimes. But you know, it's a funny thing. He only seems to take the ones I don't like.
Absolutely! Your address! Your name? No, I say, the Pavlova, I already, tout de suite, go away, get you out. You shall not even leave your address. Madame.
What?
I go now, I have suffered enough. You finish, and send to me the girls that are the least bad.
Mr. Stroganoff.
Go away.
Mr. Stroganoff.
Captain Stroganoff.
Go away. I am in conference with myself.
Shall keep you a moment.
Oh, Inspector, I thought you were Stanley whiskey and soda.
There isn't any.
No. All right, then we have Russian tea. Oh,
please don't trouble. I don't want any.
But me, I want it. I want very, very much. Hello.
Stage door.
Hello.
Hello.
I want 3 spoonful of the best Souchon. You will add the citron cut, mais très, très, très mince. Some sugar, de l'eau bien bouillante.
Russian tea, okay.
Ah, good. So, Inspector, good morning. You have come to thank me for my luck this evening. All right, I listen while you tell me how much you like.
I'm afraid I'm here to investigate Paluk's death.
Still? Me? I hardly recall it. It is regrettable, but the ballet, it must go on.
You told me yesterday that you went up on the balcony in the last act.
Doubtless you are right, but me, I do not remember.
You had seen Appleseen up there.
Ah, oui, yes. I recollect now. I see him, and yesterday I fined him 500 francs. But, alas, I owe him 3,000, so it not help me much.
When you reached the balcony, Appleseen had already left.
Yeah, he was lucky. Otherwise, maybe I lose the temper, and then I am terrible.
Who was on the balcony when you arrived?
Mr.
Stroganoff. Who was there?
I do not remember.
Mr. Stroganoff, I'm afraid that's not good enough. Who was there?
Me.
And who else?
Ah, the tea!
Mr. Stroganoff.
Ah, I give you now Stanley. Stanley, he's a very, very clever boy. He show you everything. Goodbye.
Stanley, go away.
Ah. Yes, Inspector.
Mr. Stroganoff, will you tell me who you saw on the balcony?
I tell you, I do not remember.
Then I will tell you.
If you know why you ask. Ah, the tea. Ah, our good Pucci.
My friend, it is about Pavel Bunya.
And what about him?
He is to dance Petrushka tonight.
You know he is.
But he is so bad. When I danced Petrushka so magnificent yesterday, I said to myself, I am superb. Surely our vice director, Stroganoff, will now see that I must dance the part. But you are still blind. You have given him to Pavel, who danced even first than Anton.
My friend. You do not need to tell me that you are the greatest, Petrushka. I remember when you danced him in Moscow. And Stravinsky himself, he turned to me with tears in his eyes and he said, that is how my Petrushka must dance.
Yes, I give the music,
but only Pucik is Petrushka.
Only Pucik is Petrushka.
Oh, that is long ago now, my old friend. Yes. We are not young men now.
No.
We must be careful. It is a role very strenuous. Regard yourself What would happen to the ballet Stroganov if Pochik were injured?
Yes.
Be assured, my friend, all will be well.
And you, Monsieur the Director?
Yes, my friend. That one, he was a great dancer, a great artist. If you like, I'll tell you his story when I first see him.
Mr. Stroganov, about the...
I have been inspired with the most colossal idea that ever happened to anybody.
Ah, Nevajno, come in and propound it. Sit down, have a cigarette. You are not in a hurry, no? I present you to Monsieur Quill. He is a great lover of the ballet and also a policeman. For you, Monsieur Quill, you have the pleasure to meet the choreographer of the future, Nicolas Nevajno, whose work you must learn to love, though, alas, it takes time and much money. We will now listen to his new idea.
Mr. Stroganov.
It is superb, I tell you. But first, you send me a small check?
No.
All right. I still tell you. This morning, I find a paper on the bus, so I read it. And I notice that the red shirts, they are angry. And the black shirts, they are angry too. The brown shirts, they are making speeches. The yellow shirts, they are insulted. And the green shirts, they may not bear it. All the nations, all the politics, all the armies, it is shirts. Very well, I decide. We will make the symbolic ballet with many shirts.
How many shirts?
Not many. Say, 4 dozen.
2 dozen. Silk, it is very expensive.
This will not be in silk. Silk is not modern. They will be of aluminium.
Ah.
That is settled. The first scene, it is New York in 100 years. The skyscrapers, they are twice as high. We have bun on the back cloth. The setting, it is constructivist. Upstairs, a big iron plant with machine gun. Downstairs, a prison. That too is symbolic. Then, we see the dictator in orange shirt.
Pavel!
It is possible. He dances an oration to the corps de ballet, who wears the bandages around the mouth. That, too, is symbolic. The next scene...
Another scene? You ruin me.
Maybe. There will be 7 scenes and an apotheosis. Each shall have its shirt and a back cloth that is unique. All the best composers, they shall write the score. Stravinsky, Ravel, Prokofiev, Honegger, Poulenc, and maybe Constant Lambert. Picasso shall do the decor, and Peter Arnault the rideau. Never will the world see a ballet like it.
Never shall they see it.
But it is colossal.
It ruined me.
All right. In that case, now that you save the expense of production... You change me a small check till Wednesday?
No.
All right. And Monsieur Quill, perhaps you signed it?
No.
All right!
That one is great artist, too. If you like, I tell you his story.
On the contrary, you will tell me that you saw Pavel on the balcony.
This scoundrel! He was there? Then I find him, too. I cannot think how I come to overlook him.
Neither can I, particularly as he was in the Moor's costume.
The balcony, it was dark.
On the contrary, it was well lit.
I did not have my glasses.
You don't wear glasses.
I was looking at the conductor.
Have a heart, Mr. Stroganov. Do please admit it. I have several witnesses who saw him up there.
Inspective detector, you should have told me this before. Then I do not try to lead you around to the gooseberry bush.
Why did you try in the first place?
But it is simple. If I tell you I see Pavel on the balcony with a gun, maybe you arrest him. No? Who then shall dance Petrushka on Wednesday week before Benoit himself? If he come.
You sent for me, sir?
Ah, Quill. Come in. Sit down. I've been reading over your scanty reports, Quill, and it isn't good enough.
I'm very sorry, sir.
I've been expecting an arrest by now, you know, Quill.
I thought it best to be sure than sorry, sir. Especially after last time.
Ah, yes, the last time. Your only other major inquiry, if I remember rightly.
Yes, sir.
Most unfortunate.
Look, sir, anyone could have made that mistake. I mean, the whole block of flats burning down, and the restaurant, and the club, and the owner had not only a heavy overdraft and no tenants, but an insurance policy due to lapse the following week, and he was seen just before the outbreak of the fire, fondling a can of petrol.
There is no excuse for jumping to conclusions.
Nobody told me there was a gas leak.
The Yard doesn't like being sued for wrongful arrest, Quill.
No, sir.
As long as that is clearly understood.
Yes, sir.
Seems to me this ought to be a fairly simple case. I would have expected you to be greeted at the stage door by an hysterical young dancer confessing everything.
In fact, sir, I was met by the stage doorkeeper who wouldn't let me in. If Mr. Stroganoff hadn't come along...
They still don't let you in.
I beg your pardon?
You know, I almost envy you, working amid that fascinating background. It reminds me of the St. Petersburg Pearls case, when I took the divine Arenskaya out to supper.
Who?
It was before your time. She was a famous dancer and very, very beautiful. Mind you, she had a will of her own.
She still has.
So beautiful that I could not find it in my heart to be cross with her when the stolen pearls turned out to be a stunt for the papers. The first of its kind, I believe. She was beautiful. Beautiful. And what is more, she liked me.
She likes me, too. But alas, she is no longer beautiful.
Pardon?
She's with the Stroganoff Company now.
My God, she isn't.
They're giving Petrushka tonight. You've seen Petrushka, no?
What?
Sorry.
Petrushka, eh? I haven't seen Petrushka for years. Not for years. Book me 2 seats for tonight.
Certainly, sir.
No, 1 seat. Arenskaya, eh? Well, Grill, what have you to report, if anything?
Just one thing, sir. I would like to apply for a warrant for the arrest of Pavel Bunyar of the Stroganoff Company.
Mais ma chère, soyez raisonnable. There is no one else to dance, Petrushka.
Very sorry.
The tickets, they are sold. The dancers, they are ready. The audience, it comes, damn quick, and poof, there is no Petrushka.
Sorry.
I have to return all the monies, and again, I am broke. You don't wish that, no.
Sorry.
But for you, what is the difference? You wish to arrest Pavel now? I consent that you arrest him later. Let us forget our quarrel.
It is entirely without precedent to postpone an arrest for the sake of a performance.
It is entirely without precedent to take away a Petrushka before he even starts.
Sorry.
You are frightened that he escaped. But that is stupid, my friend. The imbecile. He is on stage all the time. He will not go till he take his curtain. And when he come off, poof, you arrest him. All right.
Mr. Stroganoff.
Whiskey and soda?
There isn't any.
Merci. Voila.
Mr. Stroganoff.
Say why.
Oh, all right.
My friend.
It is my old friend, Jellybugs.
The divine Arenskaya.
Oh, you have got fat.
Oh, you, madame, are more fascinating than ever. A small token of my...
Oh, orchids, merci. Ah, Monsieur Quill.
Good evening, Madame Arenskaya.
This is Monsieur Jellybugs, his other name, I forget.
I know it.
He and I were very great friends.
Really?
But that long ago. I do not think he's so good in bed now.
Not at all.
Well, I mustn't intrude on this providential reunion. If you'll excuse me, sir. There's someone I have to see backstage.
At Tombay.
Yes.
Next autumn, I am 41.
What? Impossible.
But black, it is true. And to celebrate it, I give a little dinner in Vienna. Trois de couvert. The only woman there, it is me. And the only man, it is my lovers. My husband, he preside. You make me the compliment of coming. You are the favorite of all my lovers.
Oh,
and now you come with me to my box and you will see that no ballerina today can dance like I danced once. The charlatan calls to everyone to attend. He is about to bring his puppets to life.
Yes, yes, I know. I have seen this before.
Then the curtains part, and we see the three dolls in their little booths. The Moor, he is Kashara Nevsky. He will be a great dancer one day if he listens to what I tell him. And the little Rubinska, the doll, and Pavel Petrushka. All are lolling there, just puppets, while the charlatan plays on his pipes, calling to the people to look, listen to the wonders he will show them. But still, the puppets, they loll back. They could be dead, all of them. I teach them well that they must lie there as if they are dead. And now, the charlatan, he pipes for them to come to life. First, the war. Then, the doll. Then, Petrushka.
A bullet in the ballet.
Another clown dances today.
Still lifeless, a slow red patch seeping through his blouse, the clown lay dead.
Today the ballet Stroganov mourned the passing of the second star to die in the past week.
Pavel Bunya will dance no more.
Russian impresario Vladimir Stroganov vowed today.
The hushed, packed audience watched unbelieving.
Veteran star of the Russian ballet, P. Putik, who once danced Petrushka before Stravinsky himself, said today...
Unresponsive to the magician's call.
Mr. Stanley Spencer, right-hand man to the great Stroganov himself, said today...
Perhaps the most touching comment of all came from Aranskaya, once prima ballerina saluto of the ballet Stroganov, who said simply, I loved him. Her beautiful eyes swimming in tears.
It is a slander. I said I loathed him.
Silence!
You are Vladimir Alexander Stroganov.
But of course.
You are the proprietor of the Stroganov Ballet, at present performing at the Collodium Theatre.
We try to get Covent Garden, but the Basil, he get there first.
The night of the 6th, you gave a performance of a ballet called Petrushka in this ballet, Anton Paluk was found shot.
This I know already.
I understand that it was on your orders that the body was removed from the stage before the police arrived.
But of course, I give all the orders in my company.
Silence!
What made you do this thing?
But what else can I do? Would you wish that I leave poor Anton in the middle of the Ajax decor? A ballet that never could he support.
He had no taste. It is well known. Silence!
But it was essential to continue the performance that night. With your dancer shot?
We do not continue yesterday after Pavel died, and look what happened. Many people, they try to get their monies back.
So your box office meant more to you than the death of your leading dancer.
The ballet, it must go on.
Yes!
Silence! Ma chère, I put it to you as one artist to another. Where would my ballet be if for every little accident we make stop? Our work, it is to us everything. We eat, we drink, we love, we kill. But first of all, we dance.
Mr. Stroganov.
In blood there are riots. At my company, it perform every night. Some town in Mexico, they kill the president in the entr'acte. But the ballet Stroganov, it ignore.
And we give the last act to the new president. They shoot him too next week. It was very sad, but... And then there was Paris.
Mr. Stroganoff!
Ignite, fashionable audience, all seat paid for. Pilaf was with us then. And he danced Petrushka that night, and then... Half hour before the performance, I go to his dressing room and... Poof!
He suicided.
But do I lose my head? No! We give instead Casse-Noisette in its entirety. A little under rehearsed, perhaps, but the audience, they are pleased. And then later I give the role of Petrushka to...
This is very curious. My three Petrushkas... They all dead.
The clown with the cloud of death.
They danced Petrushka and died.
Ballets, bullets, blood.
The terrible fate of the three crumpled clowns cries to the world for vengeance.
The trail of death is set in Paris, city of laughter, city of love. There, huddled in his dressing room.
In London, Anton Paluk met his death in full view of a brilliant first night audience. The second clown, a crumpled shape against the deep shadows of a painted world.
Behind the curtains of the puppet's booth, Pavel Bunya has met a death more secret, perhaps more terrible than any...
Public opinion may question the propriety of giving Petrushka at next Wednesday's gala Stroganoff, but the determination of the management remains unshaken.
For all Russians are grown-up children, laughter-loving children.
Who will be foolhardy enough to dance this role on Wednesday before the great Benoit himself?
Who will be the next Petrushka, the dancers ask each other, and what will happen to him?
Who brave enough?
Who rash enough?
Who?
I dance him myself!
Mr. Stroganoff, I'd like to hear your own account of Pilaf's death.
Ah, it was strange that. Very strange. Pilaf, very nice man. He laughed, he joked, the girls, they all like him, and never he asked me for the advance. And then, poof, he suicide. It is the mystery insoluble.
Did he, to your knowledge, have any enemies?
No, we all love him. Except, perhaps, Nevajno.
Nevajno?
Nevajno a little cross because Pilaf, he never consent to dance in his ballets. Pilaf old-fashioned and would never dance anything later than Fokin.
And that upset Nevajno?
Wow, but would you? Of course, Nevajno is artist. He live only for his work. To ignore it, to dismiss it as Pilaf did, that is the insult. Nevajno so hurt with Pilaf that he never even asked him to change his check.
Really? I take it you don't like Nevajno's work.
Does anybody?
No, no. I found it interesting.
Did you, indeed?
Though I can't say I quite followed it all. I mean, I read the programme note, and I know the station is the universe, and the train is fate, and the passengers the noble emotions of the human soul and all that. But still, I didn't quite get...
Why, I wouldn't bother. The man's just mad, that's all.
Mad enough to be certified, Doctor?
Absolutely. If only I had a ballet-loving colleague, I'd see to it myself. Anything to stop the fellow.
But who, then, would dance the Moor on Wednesday before Benoit himself, if he come?
Yes, indeed. For a moment there, I'd forgotten about the murders. You know, I rather admire the fellow. He hasn't killed a good dancer yet. The man has taste. I wish he'd exercise it more often.
Am I to take it that you believe the Petrushkas were killed because they danced badly?
Well, I wish I could believe it. It's the sort of censorship that Ballet Stroganoff needs.
It's one of the police theories that these murders might be the work of a madman.
You mean... someone whom the sight of a Petrushka prompts to homicide.
Perhaps.
Might be something in it. I had a patient once who felt that way about crooners. But then his wife had eloped with one.
A ballet dancer would hardly mind that.
Oh, agreed. Take Nevajno, for instance. Call him every name under the sun, sleep with his mistress, slap his face, he won't even notice it. But any slight to his word brings him foaming to his feet.
Yes. I've noticed that.
You're wasting your time knocking, you know, Inspector.
Ah! Sit down! Listen!
Mr. Nevajno?
Later! First, we must listen to this.
It is to this music that I have the idea magnificent for a ballet.
Oh, God.
It is called Tabula d'Hôte, the black cloth. It is a bill of fare. On the left is painted the black jacket of the maître d'hôtel. On the right one, asparagus.
And that is the heavy-footed way to shuffling?
On the contrary, that it is the celery.
Very interesting.
That's quite enough of that.
Why you do that?
I've heard enough. I'm sick of your universal eaters.
But they are symbolic appetites. They are universal. Man, he is hungry for food. The nations, they are hungry for territory.
Appetites are not balletic. Neither is that music.
Everything that I do is balletic. I could take the sujet of the Royal Academy, and in my hands it would become beautiful and symbolic and balletic.
You've never been to the Royal Academy?
Naturellement. It is not necessary. Diaghilev did not go to Persia to commission Scheherazade. Massine did not visit Hamelies for La Boutique Fantasque. And I myself was led blindfold through the Gare du Nord, lest what I might see should influence my ballet.
That is obvious.
You liked it. It is unshackled, n'est-ce pas? Untrammeled, libre. Nothing there of the petit bourgeois with his season ticket.
And nothing there of ballet either.
Ah, imbecile!
I enjoyed it very much.
You enjoyed it? This ballet that should shake you to the very soul. This ballet that is an abyss of all suffering. That is black with the despair of the world and the futility of endeavor. You enjoy it?
Very much.
No doubt you enjoy also Silfide and Petrushka.
Yes.
Well, they're real ballets, though not, of course, as performed by the Stroganov Company.
That is a libel! Also, it is not true. From now on, you pay for your seat, and I see to it myself that they sit you behind pillar.
I prefer that he do not come to the theater at all. He is Philistine.
Without doubt, mon cher. Look. Caravaggio, I bring you a little present.
Oh.
A grass, champagne, and a little caviar to tempt the appetite.
Why you bring me this?
It is the compliment from one artist to another.
You signed me a small check?
Assurément, of course.
Assassin!
May now.
May she! All is now clear. I understand everything. All this champagne, all this artist to artist, it is to murder me. Do you deny that it is to ask me to dance Petrushka that you have come here?
Mais mon cher, there is no danger. And as Petrushka, you will be superb.
I shall not be superb. It is a role I do not covet. The ballet, it is old-fashioned, and the symbolism, it is for the children.
And if you dance this for me, I produce for you the ballet of 1,000,000 shirts.
No, not the search. That was last week. Now I work on new idea, tabula d'hôte. It is magnificent. I play the music now. Listen.
Later you dance Petrushka and I produce that too.
What will it benefit me if I am dead?
To die for your art, it is the greatest thing of all.
Ah. There I agree. To die for Gare du Nord, that is the death glorious. Willingly would I sacrifice myself, but to die for Petrushka, that is merely silly. The ballet of the future, it need me too much.
Ach, you obstinate yourself.
Ah, take your champagne. Take your caviar. Take your foie gras. Never will I dance that role très ridicule.
Champagne! What is it that we celebrate?
Moi, Chambon, it is my favorite. I drink to you, my darling.
Where are the glasses?
There aren't any.
It matters nothing. To what is it you say we drink?
We drink to nothing.
Oh!
And now I have no champagne to take to Kasha.
It is his birthday?
No, it's the strong enough idea of a Petrushka.
No. He will not need coaxing, that one. He put art before everything.
He is very young to die.
The police have the situation well under control, Mr. Butcher.
He will die, the poor young man.
He must not die, Monsieur le Detective. Attendez. Yes. He's a dancer of great promise.
Oh, yes.
And when I have taught him that he must not bend the knee when he do the arabesque, nor pinch the arms for the tour en l'air, yes, and some dozen other little trifles, he will be dancer complete. So you must guard him with your life.
Of course.
Or else I will scratch your eyes out.
New star to dance Petrushka.
Young dancer in fatal role.
My art is to me everything, said Kasia Ranevsky to me this morning. I would give my life to dance this role. It is every dancer's dream.
Detective Inspector Quill, in charge of the investigation, who will be remembered from the notorious arson case last year in which Scotland Yard was successfully sued for wrongful arrest, this morning refused to comment.
An exclusive interview. Madame Robinska, mother of the rising young star of the ballet Stroganov, said, Kasia will pull through, never fear. Besides, my daughter will be dancing with him. It is her greatest role. It is not true that she will sacrifice her art to marriage. My daughter is the greatest dancer since Pavlova.
This afternoon, the last rehearsal of Petrushka, the Ballet of Death, was held behind locked doors at the Collodium Theatre.
The Dance of Death was performed by a company stricken with terror, surrounded by a detachment of eager young constables, recalled from our pedestrian crossings to guard over Kasia Ranevsky on the famous set.
Please, you take your policemen away immediate. Your policemen, they ruined the ballet. They will not mingle. And also, they knock down the set.
But they only have to walk about.
They walk. Have you seen them?
Well, of course, they're not trained dancers.
That I realize. The audience, they will realize it too. Better far that Kasia should die than that Benoit should see such atrocity.
No!
Mr. Stroganov, what's the matter?
Benoit, he does not come.
What you say? Benoit does not come?
Have I not just said so?
But tonight I dance the charlatan, and Benoit does not come.
You think Benoit, he care about your charlatan?
It is a small role, but important. Ah, well, after Kasia die, doubtless I dance Petrushka, and then Benoit, come.
Kuchik is true artist, no? Though for what purpose tonight, when Benoit he not come, I do not know.
2,000 others will see it, Mr. Stroganov.
Ah, no, my friend. These people have not come to see ballet. They have come to see murder.
Stroganov has ever seen.
You think so?
Have I not said so?
Mon Dieu! A star is born to the Ballet Stroganov.
It's no use. I cannot shoot him. He dodged too well.
My friend, what would you? My poor Puchik, he is not Lovray assassin. He kill for his art.
Petrushka, it was to him his life. He was with Fokin when he invented to see it dance bad was more than he could bear. It was natural that he should think that he alone in the ballet Stroganov could bring to the role all that is demanded. So he decided that all who dance Petrushka shall die, until in the end, only he, Puchik, is left to take the role. But when the time come, Kasha has danced the role very, very well. He sees Petrushka is safe while Kasha he is with us. For himself, he cares no more. And so he does not shoot. You will understand now, ma chère Keville, that it is not an assassin, but an artist that you have put in a pretty home in Sussex. He writes to us often, and he tells us he is happy, and often he dances Petrushka to the other guests. With us, all is well. Kasha and Rubinska, they married now. They dance better every day.
Valti, he always watched the stage now. No one is dead since London. The ballets Stroganov still go on. Aranskaya said to me only yesterday. Yes?
Excuse me, sir.
Just reading a letter. What is it?
I have that witness outside, sir, ready to make a statement.
What witness?
About that stolen laundry van, sir.
Oh, yes. Better bring him in.
A Bullet in the Ballet by Carol Brahms and S.J. Simon. In the ballet Stroganov, Simon Callow played Vladimir Stroganov, Sean Phillips Arenskaya, Boris Isarov Pavel Bunya, Nicholas Grace Nicholas Nevajno, Karen Asko Rubinska, Jennifer Piercy Madame Rubinska, Vladik Schabel Serge Apelzin, Edward D'Souza Balletto Medico, Tim Reynolds Volte Subito, Andrew Branch Stanley Spencer, and Peter Woodthorpe Puchik. From Scotland Yard, Trevor Nichols played Detective Inspector Adam Quill, Sean Prendergast, Sergeant Banner, and John Church, the Snarl. Sheila Grant played Petunia Patch, and James Good, the Man Who Knows Everything. Balletto mains, critics, and members of the public were played by the company. The rehearsal pianist was John Owen Edwards. A Bullet in the Ballet was dramatized for radio by Pat Hooker and directed by Ian Cotterill.